the Comey memos.
Memo number 4.
The next memo reads unclassified /FOUO across the top, and it's not struck out. There is no date, but the date at the end of the memo indicates it was February 14, 2017. I attended an Oval Office Homeland Threat briefing for the President today. The meeting was scheduled for 4 p.m., but was delayed by a prior meeting, which was apparently related to the ongoing litigation over the immigration executive order. The AG and SecDHS were in the earlier meeting and remained in the Oval when my meeting began at about 4:15. There were about a dozen people in the Oval for the Homeland session. I sat facing the President over the Resolute desk in a semicircle of 6 chairs. DD/CIA sat to my left and D/NCTC to my right. Staff members occupied the couches and chairs behind me. Tom Bossert perched on the arm of a couch to steer the session. I noticed Jared Kushner and Stephen Bannon by face. Mike Dempsey and the VP's NSA were also there, and 2 or 3 others. Quote, parenthesis, I think including Reince Priebus, end parenthesis. At the completion of the session, the President thanked everyone and said he wanted to speak with me alone. The AG lingered momentarily by my chair, but the President thanked him and said he wanted to meet with Jim. He repeated this at least one more time to usher people out. Everyone left except Jared Kushner, who stopped by my chair to shake hands and exchange pleasantries, including a few brief words about the challenges of the email investigation. The President joined in this brief exchange, but then told Mr. Kushner that he wanted to meet with me. That left the two of us alone. He began by saying he wanted to, quote, talk about Mike Flynn, end quote. He then said that, although Flynn, quote, hadn't done anything wrong, end quote, in his call with the Russians, parenthesis, a point he made at least 2 more times in the conversation, end parenthesis, he had to let him go because he misled the Vice President, whom he described as, quote, a good guy, end quote. He explained that he just couldn't have Flynn misleading the Vice President and, in any event, he had other concerns about Flynn and had a great guy coming in, so he had to let Flynn go. He asked me if I had seen Sean Spicer's press briefing today, and I replied that I hadn't. He said he had done a great job of explaining why they did what they did. He then asked if, quote, you saw my tweet this morning, end quote, and quickly added that, quote, it is really about the leaks, end quote. He then reviewed in some detail the leaks of his calls with the leaders of Mexico and Australia, including how the calls had gone, how he had assumed that calls he made on, quote, this beautiful phone, touching the gray phone on the desk, end quote, were confidential, how it couldn't have come from the Mexicans or Australians, how the transcripts actually include things he doesn't remember saying, parenthesis, quote, and they say I have one of the world's greatest memories, end quote, end parenthesis, and that it makes us look terrible to have these things leaking. He then referred at length to the leaks relating to Mike Flynn's call with the Russians, which he stressed was not wrong in any way, parenthesis, quote, he made lots of calls, end quote, end parenthesis, but that the leaks were terrible. I tried to interject several times to agree with him about the leaks being terrible, but was unsuccessful. When he finished, I said I agreed very much that it was terrible that his calls with foreign leaders leaked. I said they were classified, and he needed to be able to speak to foreign leaders in confidence. Parenthesis. Note. Because this is an unclassified document, I will be limited in how I describe what I said next. End parenthesis. I then explained why leaks purporting to be about FBI intelligence operations were also terrible and a serious violation of the law. I explained that the FBI gathers intelligence in part to equip the President to make decisions, and if people run around telling the press what we do, that ability will be compromised. I said I was eager to find leakers and would like to nail one to the door as a message. I said something about it being difficult, and he replied that we need to go after the reporters and referred to the fact that 10 or 15 years ago we put them in jail to find out what they know, and it worked. He mentioned Judy Miller by name. I explained that I was a fan of pursuing leaks aggressively, but that going after reporters was tricky for legal reasons and because DOJ tends to approach it conservatively. He replied by telling me to talk to, quote, Sessions, end quote, and see what we can do about being more aggressive. I told him I would speak to the Attorney General. At about this point, Reince Priebus opened the wall door by the clock and the president sent him away, saying he would be another minute or two and he knew people were waiting. He then returned to the topic of Mike Flynn, saying that Flynn is a good guy and has been through a lot. He misled the vice president, but he didn't do anything wrong in the call. He said, quote, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go, end quote. I replied by saying, quote, I agree he is a good guy, end quote, but said no more. The president then wrapped up our conversation by returning to the issue of finding leakers. I said something about the value of putting a head on a pike as a message. He replied by saying it may involve putting reporters in jail. Quote, they spend a couple of days in jail, make a new friend, and they are ready to talk, end quote. I laughed as I walked to the door Reince Priebus had opened. As I walked out, the vice president was standing just outside the door, waiting. We shook hands. There was a large group with him, including Priebus and the newly sworn-in Secretary of HHS, Tom Price. I walked through the group and away from the Oval Office, went downstairs, and exited onto the West Executive Drive. On the way out downstairs, I saw John Kelly gathered with staff. I stopped to greet him, and he told me he has previously accepted an invitation to speak to HRT at Quantico about leadership and wondered if it was still okay to do it. I said, by all means, that would be great. JBC 2:14:17. End of memo.